What is the relationship between, say, the soul, consciousness, and the heart? The word heart has two meanings. One is the biological heart. Now, when you say, you have broken my heart, it's not the heart is literally broken. So that is not what we are referring to, the biological organ. But the heart, generally when you talk about it, we refer to it as seat of emotions. The seat or the center of emotions is what we call as the heart. Now, the soul is the source of consciousness. The soul is ultimately the experiencer of everything. It is without the soul's consciousness being present, we can't experience any emotions. So the soul is here, then the subtle body is around the soul, then the gross body is there. So the biological heart is something which you are not talking about at all. Now when you talk about the subtle body, in that there is the mind, intelligence, and of course there is the ego which identifies, which causes misidentification. So the mind is where presently most of our emotions are stimulated. The soul in its pure state is centered on Krishna. Soul's emotions are centered on loving and serving Krishna. But when the soul becomes conditioned, then the soul's center of emotions shifts. When the center of emotion shifts, then the soul may become centered on something else. So I said some people become centered on money, someone looks, someone power, prestige, whatever. Now this shifting is what happens based on the conditionings within the mind. So the soul is the source of pure emotions. The soul is the source of pure love, even the center of pure love. And in the pure state, the soul and heart are the same. In the conditioned stage, what is most important for the soul is not necessarily the most important for us right now. Because our conditioning determines that. So then, whatever the mind is most attached to, that is what becomes the most important for us. So for a cricket fan, their heart is in cricket. They get wild emotions they experience with respect to the ups and downs that happen in the cricket field. So their heart, in the sense that their center of emotions, is in their particular attachment. So sometimes I talk about these two concepts from physics. Those of you not from science background, don't bother about this. But there is center of mass and there is center of gravity. Center of mass is, if there is a particular object, where does its central mass come? Where the center point of its mass is. But depending on the object is tilted, or the depend in an asymmetric gravity field, its center of gravity may be different. So if I'm going to lift this laptop. So now if I want to lift this laptop with one finger, then I'll have to just put my finger right now. You know, Krishna lifted Govardhan like that. So I can't do it. But suppose I could lift, say, this phone on my finger. Now this finger has to come right at the center of this phone. Basically, if it's symmetrically created, it's symmetrically structured, then its center of mass and center of gravity will be the same. But if suppose this part of the phone is heavier than this part, then what will happen is, if I want to balance it, I can't put my finger here, I have to put it a little bit over here. So basically, we as pure souls have Krishna as our heart, as the seat of emotions. But in the conditioned state, it is something different. So our heart may be in money, it may be in various things. So heart is basically, we could see, the seat of the most important emotions for us. And that is based on the central primary attachments of the mind. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya says, Mora Man Vrindavan. That my mind is Vrindavan. That means the mind is where currently the emotions are being channeled, through which the emotions are being channeled. But there also it's completely Krishnaized. It's centered on Krishna. So the soul is the source of consciousness. The mind is the channel for the consciousness. So it's like, say, if I'm sitting here and I'm looking out. This door is transparent, I'll be able to see something from the door. So if there's a wall over here, I can't see through the wall. So I am like the soul, the door for the soul. So what is going out from me is consciousness, and the door through which that consciousness goes out, that is the mind. And depending on the mind's conditionings, say if I am feeling very hungry, then if I look out, no, there may be a picture of Lord Chaitanya, there may be chairs, but if there is some prasad, my eyes will zero on that. Oh, when will I when will I get this prasad? So although there are many things which could be visible through that channel, but based on our attachments, certain things we'll focus on them. So the mind is basically where our seat of emotions primarily is there right now. So the heart is not, when we talk about it, it's not a physical structure. So it's basically the seat of emotions. In the conditioned stage, the heart is situated in our attachment. In the pure stage, the heart is situated in Krishna. Okay? Thank you.